And finally this hour, a literary challenge. It comes from Anne Patchett, who wrote the best-selling novel Bel Canto. Like most writers, she reads and recommends a lot of books, but there was one novel that she never quite felt up to tackling until a friend of hers demanded it. For our series You Must Read This, Patchett tells us how she came to appreciate Henry James.
When my friend Jim first invited me to spend part of my summer vacation with him, he sent a note about our planned activities. We will be discussing the ambassadors. I'm no stranger to people telling me, you must read this, and meaning it as more than a passing suggestion. Writers press books hard on other writers. It's how we test each other, communicate with each other, love each other. I once wanted to teach a college course called Books I Read from Men that would comprise all of the enormous texts I had slogged through in order to impress various boyfriends. That Jim was neither a boyfriend nor a writer didn't matter. He was my lawyer, and was both better read and a more thoughtful reader than anyone I had ever known. If the topic of conversation for our vacation was going to be The Ambassadors, that notoriously opaque Henry James novel published at the start of the 20th century, I would get to work straight away. And work it was. I followed Lambert Strether to Paris as he tried to reclaim the errant playboy Chad Newsom and return him home to his mother. The action was so subtle, and the conversations so dense, I could scarcely blink for fear of missing something. Suddenly, reading felt more like deep sea diving, going miles out on a boat, suiting up in heavy gear, and then swimming down and down into that other world. But that's what's so beautiful about the book, and about Henry James. Once you get in, it becomes your entire consciousness, the air you breathe. I had never read anything so all-encompassing, nothing that could knock out every bit of ancillary chatter in my brain. What seemed impenetrable at first slowly bloomed open with layer upon layer of meaning. The rewards of the effort were limitless, the literary equivalent of a religious text. As soon as I finished, I wanted to start again. As promised, Jim and I spent much of that first vacation discussing the book, and in the summers that followed, there was more and more Henry James between us. He has seen me through everything, from Daisy Miller to Wings of the Dove. We are presently in negotiations over our reading of The Golden Bowl. Jim had a heart attack last year, and I'm pleased to say he has recovered beautifully. What I realized when he was in the hospital was the extent to which I could not manage without him. True friendship is a rare gift in life. But a friend with whom you can read and reread The Ambassadors cannot be replaced. I would never have found the courage nor fortitude to take on James without Jim. And now, in my mind, it is forever his novel, our novel.
Writer Anne Patchett is best known for her novel Bel Canto. Her latest is called Run. And you can find more book recommendations, plus reviews and readings, at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.